Exodus posts, $32 Q1 loss, sells 1,000 BTC to fund acquisitions. Exodus Movement, the self-custody wallet company listed on the NYSE American, reported a $32.1 million net loss for the first quarter of 2026 and disclosed that it sold roughly 63% of its Bitcoin treasury during the period. Revenue fell 36.8% year-over-year to $22.7 million, according to the company's Q1 filing covered by Cointelegraph on May 12th. The Bitcoin sale, which exceeded 1,000 BTC at quarter-end prices, was used to fund acquisitions rather than to cover operating losses, the company said. That distinction matters for how the market reads the print, because a forced sale to plug a cash gap is a very different signal from a strategic redeployment of treasury into operating assets. Revenue compression drove the bulk of the loss. The revenue line did most of the damage. At $22.7 million, Q1 2026 revenue is down from $35.9 million in the same quarter a year earlier. Exodus generates most of its revenue from in-app exchange fees, where users swap one crypto for another inside the wallet, and Exodus takes a spread. That fee stream tracks retail trading activity closely. With BTC at $8,620 and ETH at $2,200 as of May 12th, both down on the week, retail throughput in self-custody wallets has been soft. The 36.8% revenue drop is consistent with what other consumer-facing crypto companies reported for the quarter, including Coinbase's Q1 revenue miss and Block's first quarterly loss in 3 years. The Treasury decision selling 63% of a Bitcoin position into a weak tape is not a comfortable choice. Exodus had built the Treasury during 2023 and 2024 when the company was generating positive free cash flow from its trading business. Holding Bitcoin on the balance sheet became, for a time, a feature companies advertised to crypto-native investors. The shift here is the same one Strategy's CEO Phong Le described earlier this week when he said the company would sell Bitcoin to fund dividends if the math demanded it. For Exodus, the math demanded acquisition capital. The company has not detailed which businesses the proceeds went into, but the filing positions the deals as growth investments rather than distress sales. Implications for self-custody wallet economics. Exodus is one of the few pure-play public companies whose financials map almost directly onto self-custody wallet usage. The Q1 print is a useful data point for the broader category, including self-custody options tied to MetaMask, Ledger, Solflare, and other wallets that issue cards on top of non-custodial keys. The pattern is consistent across the consumer crypto stack. Trading-driven revenue compressed in Q1 alongside softer asset prices and lower retail engagement. Wallet-to-card products, which monetize spend rather than swap fees, may prove more durable in this environment because they earn interchange on every transaction, regardless of whether the user is actively trading. Cash position and forward read. Even after the Bitcoin sale and the operating loss, Exodus reported it ended the quarter with sufficient cash and digital asset reserves to operate without raising equity. The company did not provide forward revenue guidance, which is consistent with its past disclosure practice. For investors, the read is mixed. Revenue is contracting and the treasury cushion has been reduced. But management has chosen to deploy capital into acquisitions during a soft tape rather than hoard it, which suggests they see better risk-adjusted returns from buying than from holding more Bitcoin at current prices.